Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Welcome to another adventure, another episode of Adventures in Companionship with myself, Rufile, and the amazing Dr. Bill Price. He's been a national presenter for 4 programs years ago. Dr. Bill is a Master Executive Global Leadership and Strategy Coach. He's also qualified in neuroscience and a member of the Institute of Coaching for the McPhee Association of Harvard Medical University. He's a professional international speakers coach, a husband to Estelle, a father to 2 adult children, and a grandpa to 4 amazing alive grandchildren. He loves reading, hiking in mountains, laughter, walking in nature, good movies, socializing, and as a futurist, scanning the horizon for the new trends unfolding as we live in the now and today. Family, let us all welcome Dr. Bill Price.
Welcome, welcome everybody. And it's my privilege and honor to say hi to you. Thank you for being a listener. And thank you for being a person who is participating in our adventures of companionship. Today, we want to pay attention to a word that I want to intentionally bring into the space, and that's the word intentional. Sadly, many relationships lack intentionality. So when we ask the question, where are we going in this relationship? Then we're asking an intentional question. Where are we headed in this relationship? What's our objectives? So when asking questions around where we headed, where are we now, where do we want to be, unpacking our expectations, unpacking some of the possibilities, some of the challenges. If we don't bring that into the open, into our relationship and into our companionship, then we're walking in circles and we're walking in unconsciousness. Intentionality multiplies the power of every relationship. And if the relationship is important to us, then we will bring intentionality into that relationship. Because what we appreciate grows. And what we give our attention to and what we focus on, that within itself is telling us that the relationship is intentional. A man by the name of Edmund Husset said that thought is intentional. So when we think, there's an intention behind the thought. In actual fact, as a neurologist and neuroscience, one of the things that makes us different is that our mind has inbuilt intentionality built into it. So it has an intention. There's a purpose behind it.
Yeah.
What makes us different to the animal kingdom, the animal is also intentional, but their intentionality is around survival. And their intentionality is not in terms of intellectual or cognitive intellectual as we have. So intentionality is one of the most important things that we need to bring into our space. The art of understanding the joy of intentionality. Now, looking at intentionality, we come to the space and the time. So in our space, I'm busy with you, we're relating to one another, we're building one another up, we are making self-discovery, we are paying attention to listening and understanding, we are on the journey, and we are walking together in this wonderful privilege and adventure of togetherness.
Yeah.
But our intentionality does something to the relationship. The moment it becomes intentional. So Estelle and I were dating. And so before we met, we met in church. And then she came and visited me with the youth group when I was sick one day. And I started looking at her amongst the rest of the people that were there. And I'm going, Interesting. And I loved her legs. I'm a leg person. So as she walked away, I kind of leaned over in the bed and looked at her legs. And I went,
She better be listening.
Yeah. No, she knows. So And from that moment, it was like something switched on me, switched on in me, and I became intentional. Yeah. So our next meeting was totally different to the one where she came and visited me when I was sick. It was just the two of us. We were drinking coffee, and then I started talking to her differently. So the way we speak to each other, the moment intentionality comes in, I mean, I didn't even put that on the agenda to say, hey, girl, I like you. I didn't even say that at that stage. So, you know, we're playing this like hard to get kind of thing and the games that we all play in relationships. But we drank coffee. But that meeting was different. It was different to the first one that we had. And then the second one was even more different. And then the third one. And then came the time when we looked at each other and we said, I would like to have a more meaningful relationship with you. And I would like to court you. And for the purposes of marriage. I mean, that was like the opening thing.
Yeah.
And then we went out for, we courted for 3 years because I had to go to military conscription and all of that and complete studies and whatever. But we had intentionality built into it. So the way that we lived was very interesting. We would, those days we'd get the magazines that are sent in the local newspapers and we'd open up the magazine and we would start a budget. Can you believe it? In those days, we furnished a three-bedroom house. Wait for it. A three-bedroom house for 1,987 rand. It included lounge suite, fridge, everything. 1,900 rand was over nearly 2,000 rand. We were in debt. It was my first car that I bought was a Volkswagen Beetle, brand new, out of the box, and the total price was 3,899 rand.
A brand new car.
A brand new car. Now, that was way back in 1970.
Wow.
And now I'm paying 3,000 rand a month.
A month. Not even for the entire car.
Yeah. And it's made out of plastic. Help me, Lord. So, wow, how times have changed. So, and you notice that intentionality that happens. So, I had a group of friends that were in the ministry, and we started a friendship, a group. It became intentional every time we started talking about we're going to have a youth leaders camp or we're going to train leadership. Then intentionality switched on. Then our purpose switched on. So intentionality in companionship switches on the moment you switch common purpose on or you switch common resolve. Mm. We want to help people. We want the world to be saved. We want to empower young people. We want them to know God's will for their life. I mean, that was the whole thing. So you can have a serious intention an intention that God will honor and smile upon and go, go, guys, go. Let's make this happen, and girls. But the moment you do not have intentionality in it, then you lose direction, momentum, pacing, and timing. Intentionality is critical. So how do you work with intentionality in your relationships, Rafiwe? How do you do that?
By communicating consistently,
mm-hmm.
and not texting. I'm one person who likes calling.
Okay, so wonderful.
I feel like I don't like texting because someone might be saying something, you know, as a joke, and I might not be in that space, so I might take it in a bad way or in a negative way.
Yeah.
So if I'm calling the person and we're having a conversation and it's flowing and they say the same thing, I would be able to tell, oh, this person is just being sarcastic, or this is actually a joke. So I prefer actually calling, checking up on people, you know, just caring, asking them, how are you? How was your day? Last week we spoke, you told me that you were going for an interview. How did it go? You know, being interested in their lives.
Yes.
Just asking up, you know, questions about something they said 3 months ago and say, so you said, you mentioned this the other day. So how is it going? How are people in your family, your siblings, your parents? How is your husband? How are the kids? You know, such things.
Yeah. Intentionality does something special to any relationship. So intentionality brings, it's almost like a common sense of purpose. It brings, it takes it to another level. So it brings definition. Definitely it brings definition into that relationship. And Estelle and I, every year we have a ritual. We'll go away and we'll spend, whether it's a weekend or 2 days or whatever. And we usually go for a bit of a break. But we do spend time, so we do have a picture. So we've got a life picture of what our lives look like in 10 to 15 years' time. We've been doing that since 1980 somewhere. So every 4 years we adapt the picture. And we draw a picture of what our future looks like. But then we focus on the two people that we've drawn in on the picture. There we, and that you have to have a heart-to-heart chat. And we will look at each other and we're going, all right, so what were our highlights of our relationship in the past year? What was our lowlights in the relationship for the past year? Mm. What did we enjoy? What did we find challenging? Where could we improve? And then we ask this question, where do we want our relationship to be by December the 31st in the year, if it's this year, it was 2021. So where do we want our relationship to be? And then we look at our relationship and we're going, well, we want to have meaningful connection. And we're going, okay, that sounds great, but what on earth does it mean?
Yeah.
And then we unpack that. We want to have, and highlighted very much so, is we want to have more fun. So the radio will be on in the bedroom and we're about to get into bed and fall asleep and suddenly there's the song that plays. And Estelle will jump out of bed and she'll just start dancing. And that's my cue. I'm not going to lie in bed and look at her and go, smile and go, oh, that's nice. I get up and I dance with her immediately, spontaneous. We're going, why? Because we made a decision that we want more spontaneity in our relationship.
Yeah.
And we want to have a bit more fun. And so for goodness sake, because way back as young Christians, we were not allowed to dance. So now we're catching up on dancing to Buru Masik. Can you believe it? That's a scary thought. And that was a joke. So when we look at intentionality, the moment you bring your expectations or you bring your dream or you bring your desires, your yearning, your inner whispering of what you really, really want into a relationship, when you brave to share that, then you're bringing intentionality into the space. And something powerful happens within that space. Jesus Yeshua looks at the disciples when he was calling them. And he said, follow me. Now, when a rabbi says to someone, follow me, here's what he means. It's not going to be easy and you need to become like me. That's what it means. It doesn't mean come and learn about me. It doesn't mean come into a school and learn theology. It doesn't mean come and learn scripture and quote scripture.
Yeah.
It means become like me, and it's going to be tough. Relationships are not easy. I had a group of couples and young people that were wanting to get married in a room, and we took the flip chart, and I said, okay, I want you to imagine yourself in 10 years' time. You married, what are the guarantees that you will say, I'm going to be married in 10 years' time? And I just said, give me info. And they all wrote, we pray together, we go to church together, we love each other, we go through everything and we talk through our issues and we are committed to each other. And and when I filled the page, I said, well, let me just share with you. Christians who are spiritual people, their statistic on divorce is higher than those who are not Christian. So that's the reality.
Wow.
And there's no guarantee. I can tell you when you marry, whether you're Christian or not, you have not got a guarantee that it's going to last forever and that you will not have heartache and that you will not have and not even not go through divorce. There's no guarantee. No guarantee whatsoever. Nah, but if we pray together, we stay together. I'm going, forget it. I've got Christians who are praying for a divorce. please, dear God, let me get rid of this woman. Let me get rid of this man. That's their prayer. I mean, oh, that's what they're telling me. So, and then I flipped over the page and I wrote these three words on, I said, here's the only guarantee. Hard work based on being aware. If you're not aware and conscious and you're not working hard at it, it's never going to be a success.
Yeah.
Relationships is hard work, but it's work that you are aware of. You need to be aware of stuff. I've got to be aware of my weaknesses. I've got to be aware of the things that I don't like in Estelle, and she's very aware of the things that she doesn't like in me. But we've understood one thing. I and her appreciate the fact that we're a team. And it's exactly the fact that we are different that makes us a great team.
Mm.
So when people say, we're not compatible, I'm saying incompatibility is the best reason for marriage. Because you're marrying into a team. You're not marrying into, let me be like you and you be like me. I'm going, that's a crazy, stupid dream. You must be yourself. You must be the best person that you can be. And my role is to come alongside you with intentionality so that you can be and become the best version that you can be.
Yeah.
And in any relationship, in any companionship, my goal and your goal is to make sure that the other becomes the best that they can be, not who you want them to be.
Yeah, not to be like another you.
If I wanted to marry a person that's like me, I needed to marry me.
Yeah. I wonder how that would work.
No, it wouldn't. No. I'm my greatest critic, so I will not have a good time with myself.
Oh, thank you, family, for tuning in another episode of Adventures in Companionship with myself and the amazing Dr. Bill Price. Remember, if you have any input, any questions, or you just want to give feedback, email him at inspired@drbillprice.co. We'll be with you again next week, Monday.
Faith, hope, and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives in the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.